You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This segment of the Nosebleed Seats is brought to you by Bill Dickinson's Group of Dealerships. You can check them out online. It's DallasTruckWorld.com. Mesquite Mitsubishi is at MyMitsu.com. And, of course, there's always Southwest Kia at SouthwestKia.com.
Doing a little rearranging here on the Nosebleed Seats. Amari Cooper about to hop on with us as we speak. Fell asleep. You know, it's understandable. It's
he
the
fell
off-season,
asleep.
Okay?
As a matter of fact, Evander Holyfield had fallen asleep. It was taking a power nap from his flight, and they had to wake him up. So, Amari, I just talked to him on the phone a minute ago. He'll be calling it. In fact, he's calling in right now in the Pimp Cup with Reg. So, Amari Cooper. First time he's talked to anybody since Pro Bowl, Jane Slater, I guess.
And we will push back around the rim to 940. So we'll do it next here on The Fan. But joining us right now is Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper, joining us on the home at Dallas Cowboys football, 105.3 The Fan on the Nosebleed Seats with Zach Wolchuk and Chris Arnold. Amari, how you doing, my man?
Hey, Coop.
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Man, I know you're in your power nap. I appreciate you waking up for me.
No problem.
Hey, first of all, how you been? What you been up to the last couple of weeks? Nobody's seen you since the Pro Bowl, and I know you've been probably ripping and running or maybe laying low.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I've been laying low as of the last couple of days, but I just came back from Bali, Indonesia. I was traveling a little bit. That was pretty fun.
Ooh, what were you doing out there in Indonesia?
The place to be.
Yeah, it was a place my sister wanted to go. I want to travel more as well, but I don't necessarily know which places that I want to go to first. And so my sister, I guess she saw it online and wanted to go there. And so we just got up and we went.
I've been telling people for the last year, you are one of the deepest athletes I've ever met in my life. You always read a lot of books. You and Cheeto are always playing chess, you know, in the locker room when the media come in. And now you're just traveling all over the world. So is that the most exotic place you've been, or have you been some more places that were pretty cool?
No, I haven't really been to a lot of places out of the country yet, but it is a goal of mine. I've been out of the country a couple of different times, but Bali was probably the best so far, yes.
Amari Cooper joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, Amari, when in the off season, do you like to just – take a step back from football, or are you kind of paying attention? Did you watch any of the combine that just went down this past weekend?
Yeah, I didn't watch the combine at all. I actually do like to take a step back from football, and I think it's important to take some time away from the game. So that's what I do.
So have you been working out at all? Were you running the beaches in Bali? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how healthy you've been trying to get since the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, so I work out all the time. Working out is just something that I love to do. I like to just stay in shape and look the part, even if it's not for football. Like, when I'm done playing football, I'm still going to be working out probably 5 times a week. That's just what I like to do.
I hear that. Hey, I know you're somewhat mysterious like a hockey player when it comes to injuries. Hockey players always say upper body, lower body. They never tell you exactly what's wrong with them. I know this past season you were fighting through some injuries. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, just one of those situations to where I was always banged up in a place or two. For some reason, you know, obviously it's a very physical game. Every time you touch the ball, either you score, run out of bounds, or you're getting hit. So, yeah, I was kind of banged up.
Was this your toughest season fighting through some injuries? Because I know you were in Alabama. You said that Coach told you, man, you need to fight through these injuries because 80% of Amari is better than the rest of the guys on the team. So they wanted you to fight through it. You told me that story one time.
Yeah, I did. I would say, actually, that this is my this was the toughest season as far as battling with injuries. I mean, it was a real battle, but hey, I got through it, and I learned from it.
So where are you at now with your health? Are you about close to 100%, or when do you think you'll be ready to go in terms of being fully healthy?
Yeah, I'm good now. I feel good. You know, I run all the time, and I'm working out, and I feel good. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully we can go into next year, and the emphasis is definitely, the number one emphasis is definitely to take care of the body, and I've been, you know, focused on that so far.
You know, every time people ask you questions about your contract, we know your agent, you got to have to get a different agent. Everybody's always asking you, are you going to stay with the Cowboys? And you always say you're going to stay with the Cowboys. Is that still what you – can you want to say it again for everybody else so they can hear it again?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I love being a Dallas Cowboy. I love everything about it. I was just thinking about that today. I think about it almost every day, really. You know, just primetime games. Like we play what seems like more night games than anybody, and that always feels good to a football player. You know, everything, the facility, I love it here at Frisco, where I stay at now. Just the aura of being a Dallas Cowboy, I mean, you can't beat it. So I want to be a Dallas Cowboy for life.
Now, I know you've been stepping away from football and not trying to pay attention to anything, but you got a thing in the mail that said the CBA needs to get ratified and they want you to vote on it. Have you been paying attention at all about the CBA and how it might affect your contract negotiations?
I've been paying a little bit of attention to it, mostly just because they've been sending us, you know, nonstop emails and messages about it. So yeah, I've been paying some attention to it. Yeah.
Amari Cooper joining us here in your home at Dallas Cowboys Football 105.3 The Fan. Amari, you said you want to be a Cowboy for life. How important is Dak Prescott being your quarterback with the Dallas Cowboys in relation to you wanting to be with the Dallas Cowboys?
It's very important. We've built a good relationship so far. You know, from the time I got here, we were able to hit the ground running. And just from my experience of being in the NFL, I wouldn't say that that's a common thing. You know, sometimes you can, you know, join up with a quarterback after being traded or going to a new team, whether it's the draft or whatever, and it not go so smooth. And so I wouldn't try to trade that for anything because I know what can be on the other side of that, you know. So, yeah, I would say it's very important.
And you say you didn't pay attention to the end of the combine, but I know you got some friends that were out there. A lot of these Alabama wide receivers
Jerry
showing
Judy,
out.
Hey, Henry Ruggs III running that 4.27, my man.
Can you tell us anything about your partners?
Yeah, so like I said, yeah, I didn't watch the combine, but obviously, you know, I saw some of the stuff on like Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, Henry Ruggs, everybody knew he was really fast. I knew he would run a 4.2. You know, you got Judy, you got a lot of guys that come out of Alabama every year, and I'm excited to see what their future holds as NFL players.
And before we let you go, because I know you got to run, and by the way, I appreciate you waking up for the interview. Is there anything you want to say about the Cowboys trying to re-sign to some of the same guys and bring them back? Because I know Byron Jones is out there. There's a lot of guys, Robert Quinn. I know you can't bring back everybody. And like I said, you and Dak, could you talk about the situation? And you, like I said, you've always said you don't worry about that. You got agents that take care of that stuff. But as far as like the Cowboys players being a family in that locker room.
Yeah, so I mean, once you become a veteran in the NFL, you kind of grow accustomed to what it's like to be an NFL player. And one of the things you quickly learn is change is really the only thing that's constant. When you talk about the guys on the roster, I remember when I was a rookie, you know, there was a guy who came in and talked to us during like an orientation or something like that, and he said, on average, about 60% of any given team is different from year to year. And I was kind of astounded by that because I'm like, dang. But as the years went on, I was like, well, what he said was true. You know, you might have your core of guys who stay around for a long time, but, you know, mostly everybody else out of that 53-man roster, it's going to always change. And so you just you get used to that and get used to life as an NFL player, and you just try every year to, you know, be the best leader you can, be the best teammate you can for that year, and try to get the best out of everybody, because you know that this is the only year that all these guys are going to be together in the same place.
Yeah, and as we follow up on that with you, Amari, I do want to ask about Byron, because you get to play against him every day in practice, right? But you've also gone up against some of the elite corners in the game, especially this past season. Where does Byron stack up, in your opinion, to some of the best corners that you've played?
Yeah, he stacks up well, man. You know, Byron, I would say, is like your prototypical corner. You know, he's long, but he's also fast and quick, very smart player. And I would just say, man, he works harder than anybody that I've, you know, ever gone against. You know, you see him, you know, at every intermission in practice, he's not taking a break. He's working on his skill set. You'll see him on the side doing footwork drills and stuff like that. So, you know, he really wants to be that player, you know, and I think he's proven it over the last couple of years. That he wants to be that player, because he's grown every year as a player. And so I think he's going to continue to grow.
I just forgot to ask you. I hadn't talked to you about Coach McCarthy yet. I know Randall told you anything. Have you had a chance to talk to him yourself? What do you think about Coach McCarthy coming in?
I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. But what I can see from, you know, obviously the outside looking in, you know, that he's an accomplished coach. He's been to the stage before, and, you know, it's always good to have that experience on your side, because you can learn from it. Like, I've never been to a Super Bowl before. I've never won a Super Bowl before. So just to be a part of a potential culture that he's bringing, I think it means the world.
Talking with Amari Cooper here on your home of Dallas Cowboys football, 105.3 The Fan. I want to ask you about Michael Gallup. Last year, it seemed like it was wide receiver 1 and 1A. I believe you mentioned that to reporters last year. What have you seen in terms of Michael Gallup's growth, and what excites you about potentially playing with him for at least the next 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot. You know, they say the biggest leap that a pro football player makes is between year 1 and year 2, and I think he was a display of that. You know, he had a decent rookie year, you know, for a wide receiver. And then he made a huge leap and had 1,000-plus yards. And so I think now it's just about because you saw that he had the potential his rookie year, and then in year two he proved that he was reaching that ceiling, like he was getting closer to it. And so I think now it's just about picking hairs for him, because now we can see that he's going to be a great player. So to become that great player, he has to, you know, pick those hairs and kind of work on all the nuances of his game so that he can get to the level that he ultimately wants to be at. And I think he can do it. I really think he can do it. So I'm excited to play with him for the next couple of years. And it's just something that, you know, I always thought was important, you know, ever since I got to the league. Ever since I played in my first playoff game in the NFL, because one thing you quickly realize is that a playoff game is so much different than a regular season game. It's like the coaches want to win a little bit more, because you can just feel it in the scheme how they approach the playoff game. And so when I remember playing my first playoff game, you know, they were kind of just keying on me so much, and I was just like, dang, I wish we had somebody else to take that pressure off. You know what I'm saying? Just because. No receiver wants to be double teamed unless he's getting the ball thrown to him in a double team, because I feel like I can beat the double teams. But if your quarterback sees you getting double teamed, he's not going to throw you the ball. And so somebody else has to step up and make plays. And I think that's what Michael Gallup is.
Amari, you mentioned earlier when you were talking about wanting to stay with the Cowboys, the primetime games, and you've balled out at home in several primetime games. But, you know, there's been a lot of question marks from the fans, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, about you seem to perform really, really well at AT&T Stadium, but your numbers have declined a little bit on the road. Is there anything to that? Are you just more comfortable in the home environment, or is this just circumstantial?
I think it's just simple math, to be honest. I think people look right past that. I mean, if you look at the numbers, home versus away, you know, obviously I perform better at home. That's evident. But I have a lot more targets at home, you know. Play the same amount of games away as I did at home. And the targets are probably more than double what they are away. And so I don't know why it's like that, but I think if I had the same amount of targets in away games, it would be a no-brainer that I would perform the same way. I mean, it's like we're still on the football field. It's just in a different state. You know, it's really no different.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Amari, you mentioned, speaking of home, Dez Bryant has been working out at the Star, or near the Star, not in the facility itself, but out that way, with D-Rob, and he's Patrick Mahomes at the game last night. Dez was out there. I was talking to Patrick, and Dez was saying that he texts you sometimes, or maybe you say he's playing some Madden with you or something. What do you think about his chances of possibly coming back? Because Steven said he's wide open to it, and Jerry said, oh, I've been thinking about Dez in the shower coming back. What do you think about Dez coming back?
Yeah, I do talk to him every now and again. I think it would be great. You know, obviously, Dez is a great player. I remember, you know, when I was in college and even my first couple of years in the league, he was still considered one of the top five receivers in the game. And so I don't think that's something that you just lose, especially with the way that Dez's game is. You know, he's one of those guys who goes up and attacks the ball, goes up and gets the ball. And I think he still has that. That's not something you just lose. So, you know, I think he can come back and be a dominant player, really, and give any opportunity to do so.
Would you want to play with Dez? Would he be welcome back into that wide receiver room with you and Michael Gallup and if Randall Cobb's back?
Yeah, of course I would want to play with him. You know, I would definitely have some questions for him. Because I think he's a phenomenal player. I can remember my junior year in college. I had like 16 touchdowns, and I think he had like 16 touchdowns the same year. I can still remember that. And you know, I've never had double digit touchdowns in the NFL, so I know how difficult that is. And even when I had 16 touchdowns my junior year, I felt like I scored a lot of touchdowns. So just for him to be able to do that in the NFL, you know, I know I can learn something from him.
You ever throw up the X?
Nah.
I saw some of those Saints players throwing up the X when Dez got hurt down there, and I was like, man, that's pretty sharp. They were a tribute to Dex. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you waking up for me. And I will be talking to you before you know it, all right, man? I'll holler at you later on the scene, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank we you appreciate too, you, brother. Thank you so much, Coop. And we look forward to seeing you as a Dallas Cowboy here for many more years to come. There he goes. Amari Cooper joining us here on the Nosebleed Seats with Zach Wolchek, Chris Arnold, Reginald Adetula. And just moving some things around there, but gracious enough to take some time to hop on with us. We appreciate it.
I think his body clock was off from that Bally trip.
Oh, man, that's for real. That jet lag is no joke.
Yeah.
But coming up next, we're just going to move it on down. We got Around the Rim coming up. Buy or sell, including Are the Rockets playoff ready? That's next on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.